Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We welcome the delegation of Estonia and thank them for your comprehensive presentation. We commend Estonia's active engagement and cooperation with international human rights mechanisms, most particularly as a member of the Human Rights Council in the years 2013-15. We recognize Estonia's contributions to humanitarian aid efforts and development programs worldwide. We note with appreciation Estonia's continuous efforts to improve its national human rights legislation and institutional capacities. We hope that a best solution to establish a national human rights institution can be found soon. Turkey also appreciates Estonia's commitment to promote multiculturalism. We welcome amendments made to the Citizenship Act, which facilitate the acquisition of Estonian citizenship by stateless persons, in particular for minors and newly born children of stateless parents. It is our belief that the legislative change will contribute significantly to an eventual decrease in the number of persons with undetermined citizenship in Estonia. Given the importance of combating violence against women, we are pleased to note that in 2014, Estonia has signed the Council of Europe's Istanbul Convention. In this regard, Turkey recommends Estonia to complete the convention's ratification process. Regarding the rights of women, we further recommend Estonia to sign and ratify OPCIDO. However, Turkey is concerned to witness a growing tendency in manifestations of racism, xenophobia and Islamophobia in Estonian society. Acknowledging the efforts of Estonian officials to fight expressions of racism and discrimination, we encourage and recommend the Estonian government to initiate a comprehensive strategy to address the issue, especially in view to prevent xenophobic acts. In line with the aforementioned issue and to improve rights and conditions of migrant workers, Turkey recommends that Estonia sign and ratify ICRMW. Finally, we wish Estonia every success during its second UPR. I thank you, Mr.